So waste is really a bigger issue on the Western Slope than the Eastern Plains. Your story offers a glimpse into the work life of Water Commissioner Shanna Lewis and her boss, State Division Engineer Aaron Light, fighting wasted water on the Western Slope.
Well, the real story is about Aaron Light, the division engineer in the Yampa White River Basin. The division engineers each have a basin in Colorado to patrol, basically, and they really come into play when there's a call on the river, when there's not enough water to go around, and so the oldest rights get their water first. And the division engineer and the water commissioners, like Shanna Lewis, then go out and tell people, hey, you need to stop diverting. You have junior water rights. So if you're an irrigator, you know who your water commissioner is and you know who the division engineer is. What Aaron Light is doing in the Yampa Basin is saying, hey, you're actually taking more water than you need through your head gate at the top of your irrigation ditch to irrigate the lands that you have the right to irrigate. In other words, you're taking more water than you need to get the job done. And so I have the power, and I'm the only person in the state who does, to curtail your diversions, to ask you to narrow your head gate and take only the water that you need to irrigate the lands, given the inefficiencies that may be present in your system. But you can take the water that you need, but you can't take more than that.
So a few different really interesting examples in this article of yours, starting off with the Meeker Ditch. The historic water right allows for way more water than is needed now in terms of the number of irrigators. Can you talk about the duty of water?
It's not unusual for someone to have more water on paper than they have a need for presently. What the law allows you is to divert the water that you need to irrigate, you say, your alfalfa on X number of acres. And it also takes into account that your irrigation ditch might have been built in the 1890s and likely leaks water, and that there may be other aspects to your system that are inefficient. So we're not talking about inefficiency here, and nor are we talking about the return flows that often water, even if after it's put to beneficial use, will flow back to the river. We're talking about a separate and distinct category of waste, as it's legally defined, that you can't just run water through your irrigation ditch because it might prop up the future potential value of your water rights. Duty of water talks about, well, how much water is needed to actually grow alfalfa in Meeker on 15 acres of land. That's how much water you need. That's how much water you can take. Even though you have a right to take more. You have a right, but you can't maximize the right if you don't need the water.
So we talked about the Meeker Ditch. One of the other real interesting examples in your piece here, Don't Take More Water Than You Need by Brent Gardner-Smith. You talked about the Yampa River Ranch. When Light's office found that water was being wasted, turns out the man managing the ranch is a Rout County commissioner and a director on the Colorado River Water Conservation District's board. So it does seem like people, even with years of experience, might see things differently than the folks who are tasked with keeping tabs on them.
Well, Doug Monger is a real interesting character, and he's a real delight to talk to, actually. He's a very plain-spoken guy. His point was, look, under a free river condition, when there's enough water for everybody, why does it matter if I take more than I need? It's a free river. Anybody can have access to it. And Light's point and the state's point is that, no, you can't waste water even under a free river condition. There has not been a call on the Yampa and the White. They generally have enough water up there to go around. Different than most of the Front Range. And so his point is, you know, this has never been an issue before. Why is it suddenly an issue now? I think Aaron Light would say, well, I'm just enforcing the law. And when she got challenged on the Meeker Ditch, the state attorney general's office came in and defended her. And so it's really the state's position, not Aaron Light's position. And so basically the state is telling a Rout County commissioner, hey, we think you're wasting water.
This idea of use it or lose it, I mean, all ranchers know that concept, but is part of the issue that that ethic is starting to evolve?
There's a new report out from the Colorado Water Institute, which is part of Colorado State University, that really led me to this story that seeks to better the perception or improve the understanding of use it or lose it. What it's supposed to mean is, you know, you should use what you need to get the job done, because that way, if you use what you need, then no one's going to come along and claim that you're not using it. What people understand that phrase often to be is, you know, you should divert more than you may need because you have a paper right to do so. So you should divert towards your decree. You know, water attorneys have been telling clients for generations in Colorado, divert as much as you have a right to divert, even if you don't really need it. They may not phrase it just like that, but that's the message. And that's what use it or lose it means to a lot of people. It's not supposed to be that way, but it kind of is.
So your story really focused, in, for the most part, on Rio Blanco County and Rout County. How does this also affect the Crystal River Valley?
Well, the division engineers have a great degree of autonomy basin to basin. And Alan Martellaro, the division engineer in Division 5, which includes the Roaring Fork watershed and the Colorado Basin, has not yet gone out in a free river circumstance and started curtailing people who he thinks are wasting water. There's a pretty good opinion among local water experts that there could be some wasted water happening on the Crystal River, that some of the irrigators may be taking more water out of the Crystal than they need. It's not clear that he's going to come down with the same type of approach that Aaron Light is doing in the Yampa Basin. It remains to be seen.
Brent Gardner-Smith's article is Don't Take More Than You Need, Wrangling Wasted Water on the Western Slope, available at aspenjournalism.org and in a partnership with Aspen Daily News. Thanks so much for speaking with KD&K, Brent. It's always a pleasure.
Kevin, real pleasure. I appreciate your interest in the subject.